PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's lovely to have you with me for the next little while today. We actually have something quite interesting and special coming up a little later on in the show. Now, if you tuned in last week, you will know that we played some rarities from the Happy Station archives. And today is no exception. We're going to run the full program. And it's an interesting show that I was planning to run a little later on, i.e. the summertime, but at a little later on in the program. Our first music selection today comes from a singer who is still performing today and has been performing for many years. He is Steve Lawrence. And, of course, many people may remember him as being billed with Steve and Edie, of course, Edie Gourmet. Now, they recorded for various different labels, Dot Records, Corral Records, RCA, Columbia, Paramount Records, and others. In the 1980s, they signed a contract and did a couple of albums for a label that many people have forgotten. Label was based in California, and it was called Applause Records. Some of the other artists that recorded on Applause, of course, were Edie Gourmet, Rosemary Clooney, I believe, also did one, Sammy Davis Jr., Jack Jones. It was all artists that were popular in the 50s and 60s that recorded for Applause. Unfortunately, Applause didn't last too long, but they did put out some really good albums. The one we're going to take a listen to now is the album Take It On Home by Steve Lawrence. And it's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's a song that was written by Tom Babler called She's Out of My Life.
Of the years that she was here, I just took it for granted she'd always be there. Now the way that it stands, she's out of my hands. So I've learned love is not possession. And I have learned that love won't wait. Yes, I have learned love needs expression, but I learned too late. Now she's out of my life. She's out of my life. Damned indecision and cursed pride. I kept my love for her locked deep inside, and it cuts like a knife.
Great Steve Lawrence from the Applause LP, Take It On Home with She's Out of My Life. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, something, we're going to go now into the archives and we're going to play the full program. As you know, of course, Tom Meyer hosted this show for many, many years. But he also did programs and other features for Radio Nederland, for either television or the very big transcription service that Radio Nederland once had. A series that Tom did in the 1970s was called A Date with the Dutch. A Date with the Dutch. It was a whole series of programs looking at Dutch popular music. Now, this was a series that I was planning to bring you as a special during the summer months, but somebody already mentioned it, so the cat is out of the bag, as they say. So let's bring one of those programs right now. Program one from the series, A Date with the Dutch, by Tom Meyer.
Radio Nederland presents Date with the Dutch. Hello there, I'm your Dutch host, Tom Meyer. Today's Date with the Dutch contains five pieces of music in a swinging rhythm, Dutch compositions played by Dutch artists recorded at the studios of Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. Royce Reeds, first of all, and in quite a hurry too, a Bert Page composition, Blow Out. Thank you. About, a Burt Page composition featuring Royce Reeds. On this musical date with the Dutch, the next 2 minutes and 50 seconds have been reserved for the orchestra of Willy Schobben, Paris Tune. The Willy Schobben Orchestra. This may be a program of Dutch music, but what you just heard was Paris Tune. I'm sure you've been wondering about names like Burt Page and Royce Reeds, but I assure you they're all real Dutchmen. But maybe you'd rather hear names like Frans Popti or Kees Smal? Well, I'm afraid that will have to wait, because who have we here? Matt Matthews and his combo. Mr. Matthews, well known in your part of the world too, is a very versatile man. Today's Date with the Dutch features his combo and today's blues. the Matt Matthews combo, and today's blues. Only a few minutes ago, I mentioned the name Case Smull, remember? As sounding more Dutch than Matt Matthews, for instance. Well, here is a composition by him, Another Spring, by Vic Lingo and his trombones. Vic Lingo and his trombones in a Case Smull composition. Case Smull, by the way, is not only a leading composer here in Holland, but also a very talented instrumentalist. Just a reminder, you're listening to Date with the Dutch, brought to you by the transcription service of Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. The Swing Specials. Now that name could mean anything, couldn't it? In this case, it means Frans Popti, his so-called hot violin and funny strings. Thank you. funny strings, we've come to the end of this program of Music from Holland. It was one out of a series entitled Date with the Dutch and was brought to you by the transcription service of Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. This program was recorded at our studios in Hilversum, directed by Tom van der Horst and produced by Jan Bronckhorst, while Dick van der Meer was our recording engineer. On behalf of all of us here in Hilversum, this is Tom Meyer saying so long, take care, and dag.
A Date with the Dutch from Radio Nederland, produced and presented by Tom Meyer. And we are going to bring you the whole series during the summer. Now, as you are aware, if you are a regular listener to the program, during the summer months, we bring you a whole series of special programs. Some programs this summer we will be repeating, but very few. We're going to try to bring some new and interesting ones. All right. Time for music now. Again, we're going to head to the Caribbean. The Caribbean with the Merry Men, with a song called Big Bamboo.
Money in the land is a Yankee dollar bill. Money in the land is a Yankee dollar bill. Money in the land is a Yankee dollar bill. Money in the land is a Yankee dollar bill. Oh, with the big, big bamboo, bamboo. What should I do to make her happy and make love true? She said the only thing that I want from you is a little, little piece of the big bamboo. With a big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee dollar. Well, I gave my lady a sugar cane. Sweet of the sweets, I did explain. She gave it back to my surprise. She liked the flavor, but not the size. She won't be big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee dollar. Yeehaw! Well, I give my lady a coconut. She said, I like it, it's okay, but the only thing that worries me, what good are the nuts without the tree? I want the big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee dollar. Now I give my lady a banana plant. She said, I like it, it's elegant. You must not let it go to waste. It's much too soft to suit my taste. I want the big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee dollar. Yee-haw! Now I met a Chinese man called Dick Hung Lu. Got married, went to Mexico. His wife divorced him very quick. She want bamboo and not chopstick. It is the big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee dollar. Money in the land is a Yankee dollar. Money in the land is a Yankee dollar bill.
Big Bamboo, performed by the Merry Men from an album that they released many, many, many years ago called Caribbean Treasure Chest on Wirl Records. That's W-I-R-L. And this album, when I was checking it in the back, it actually says recorded and pressed in Barbados. So it's an actual pressing from Barbados. We hope you enjoyed that. And we will, of course, play another selection from it very, very soon because it is quite fun to listen to. Okay. You are listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And we're going to be making some changes to our program schedule for those who receive this show on FM. And we don't have all the information yet. We are still putting it together, but we will be posting it at our website as soon as we do. So there are some of you right now that are listening to this program on a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, when we transmit it, and on a Monday. Other stations are listening to this program during other days of the week, and it's a little bit confusing. So what we are going to do is there is going to be two versions of this show. There's going to be the one you're listening to right now, if you are indeed listening to right now on our partner stations, but the one that will be transmitted from us will be a very different program. And this is something that we did toy around with, when was it? A couple of years ago. But we decided to do that instead. Now, the reason for that is because the show that you're listening to right now airs on PCJ on a Sunday, it doesn't mean it airs on one of our partner stations on a Sunday. And there have been cases where the show's been airing a week or 2 weeks late. So some of you are hearing the show, which is actually from 2 weeks ago, if you catch my meaning, a two-week delay for sometimes. And there have been times where we talk about things maybe that happened this week, this past week, or 3 weeks ago, depending on where you may be, which makes it a little bit confusing if I give a date or something else. So we're gonna rectify that problem so that doesn't happen again, okay? But we'll give you the details when we get closer to it. The Mike Sam Singers, who recorded in their own right, but also performed with, well, many singers and did a number of commercials and films and everything else. Here they are with a song called I Must Know from the album Love is a Happy Thing.
Are you the type of a lady that I want to spend my life with? The kind to share all my happiness, my troubles and my strife with?
Do you have all of the qualities a girl could ever hope for? Can't rush cause the situation is the one I'm on a love for.
I must know, will you be good for me or be bad? I must know, the very thought is driving me mad. What is right for us? Will you be understanding?
Are you content with the simple life along with a mission?
Where is that secret ingredient that's known as intuition? I must know. Spend my life with the kind to share all my happiness, my troubles, and my strife with. Do you agree very easily and listen to suggestions? If I'm the one that you're waiting for, forget the form of questions.
I must know.
I must know,
Well, Mike Sam Singers with orchestra, arranged and conducted by Johnny Scott, with I Must Know. And I'm checking the credits in the back, and it says the song, one of the composers anyway, was Neil Hefti. Yes. All right. Every so often, we do like to play very strange and, well, I wouldn't say strange, but music that you probably will never hear anywhere else. And I suspect a lot of the music that you would hear on the program, you wouldn't hear anywhere else. And I do have a fascination with music from the former Eastern Bloc countries and the former Soviet Union. Now, the Soviet Union had their own record label called Melodia. The East Germans had one called Amiga. And along with re-releasing, let's say, albums that were released in the West from time to time, mostly classical, they would also had a big catalog. They also had a big catalog of their own artists. The one that we're going to take a listen to now is a singer from Bulgaria. Yes, Bulgaria. Her name is Lili Ivanova. And she recorded for the only label that was in Bulgaria during the old communist times called Balkatan Records. And they apparently, as I was doing some research, found that they had a huge catalog. Yes, a huge catalog of material. Mind you, I'm not totally surprised considering that, well, they were the only record label. So they had a huge catalog of material. Now, this singer, the only information I've been able to find out about her is that she's now 77 years old, and she actually is still performing. And she did perform in some Western European countries like Spain and France and Greece. She also performed in Japan in 1973, where she won a prize at the Yamaha World Popular Song Festival. Today, she is still performing, as I said, and I was so surprised. I was really surprised because there's a website for her. She has a website which is in English and Bulgarian. And she's still recording. It is really quite astonishing. Now, the song that we are going to take a listen to is from one of the albums that she recorded in Bulgaria. Now, since I don't speak Bulgarian, I can't really tell you what the song is. The only thing I can tell you is that it's side 2, track 2.
Ново ли струва една нежна дума към мен? мечты. Солнце догасне, что
there we had it. Some typical pop music from Bulgaria. From looking at the record album, my guess is late 60s, just from the hairstyle of the artist. But sometimes it's very difficult to tell with albums and pictures from the former Eastern Bloc countries and the Soviet Union. And we'll play another track from there because the album itself is actually not bad. It really isn't bad at all. All righty. Now time for a little bit of... Actually, you know what? I was going to play something, but I changed my mind. Instead, we are going to listen to a little bit of Latin American music from a group called Cuba LA, which is made up of some very well-known session musicians from Cuba and Los Angeles. And the track is called Segunda Mandanga Mondongo. a CD called Cuba LA that is that brought together musicians from Los Angeles and Cuba, some of the greatest session musicians out there, actually. And the track was called Sangunda Mandinga Mandonga. Yes. You know, try attempt saying that 5 times fast or 10 times fast. It would sound very strange indeed. Let me see. You know, I don't know if you've ever thought about this idea before, but somebody suggests we do a show and play bad singers. And I always kind of think, what do you mean by bad singers? Because there are some singers, okay, for example, who I don't like. I'm not going to mention any names. And I don't consider them great. They're okay. But, you know, they're kind of, as they say in Chinese, mama hoo hoo. So it really is all about personal taste. For example, some people don't, let's say, like wines from Chile. I do. Some people like white wine, others don't. You know, so it all has to do with personal taste. And then I remembered, just at that moment, I remembered something that I recorded a few months ago while in Germany. And I think I understand now about what they mean by a bad singer. I can't see anything more about it. I just can't. And one of these days we will play a clip from that. I really don't know what to say on that. It's 'cause very odd. And I think he was trying his best. I think. But at the wedding, a lot of people were saying to me, they suspect that they hired this singer as a joke more than anything else. I will play a clip from it one day because it's just words. Words cannot describe. All right, we're going to leave you today with Martha and the Vandellas with Nowhere to Run. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.